USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited four facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Taking a vacation this summer? USA's Tim Berg has tips on how to stay safe.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do, what's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checking into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lock. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A long engagement for singer Celine Dion has come to an end. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The superstar singer putting on the final performance of her 16-year Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on Saturday night. The 51-year-old Dion says it's a bittersweet feeling to be ending that run, noting that Vegas allowed her some stability to be able to raise her kids instead of always traveling on tour. Though Dion's music career certainly isn't over just yet, she'll be kicking off her Courage World Tour on September 18th. 18th, and will be visiting more than 50 cities across the USA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas is going to allow more teachers to have weapons in school under bills signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. One of the new laws allows for a school marshal program that requires 80 hours of training. Also, schools will have even more access to mental health resources. The legislation is the state's response to a 2018 mass shooting where 10 people died at Santa Fe High School near Houston. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.